And before we bring them up, I do want to remind you that I'm a documentary filmmaker. And Terror Storm, first edition, only a few copies left, literally. In a couple days, we're going to have to pull it out of all the specials. You'll never be able to get the first edition again. It is a great film, and I'm sending a signed card with each copy that goes out. It's only available in combo deals right now. But then the special edition, final cut of Terror Storm, we now have it in stock but can't ship till the middle of next month. Now, you can pre-order Terror Storm, 17 extra minutes, absolutely mind-blowing. Go watch the sneak peek on the website, and that's all available at InfoWars.com. And two big announcements. I will be tomorrow night at Brave New Books at the End of the Drag on Guadalupe, downtown Austin, or by the university area. I call all that downtown. It's not technically downtown. And center of the city. And plenty of parking around there in the area. May have to pay a couple bucks for it, but whatever. There's some parking garages as well. And you can park at the Adobe parking garage across the street. And it's just right there at the end of the drag on the south side of the drag. Great facility, great people. I'll be there giving a speech, showing about 10 minutes of Endgame, and shining documentaries and books. They've been asking me to come down. They're great folks. I said, why not? We're going to do it. We're going to be there videotaping the speech, put it on the web as well. And then the next night, I'm going to show a little over an hour. I'm saying an hour, maybe more, of Endgame. Did you pop in my ear, John? Okay, something just popped in. They're in Minnesota. I'm in Texas. People sometimes say, who are you talking to? I don't hear them. They're not real folks. They're on Pluto. But going back, we're going to show an hour or so of Endgame, about 30 minutes with the new 17 minutes of footage in that 30 minutes of Terror Storm Final Cut. And I'm going to be, there'll be some surprises, too. I'll just let you know that. So I hope to see you there Thursday night. And we've always had every showing sell out. People always get mad. You better go to InfoWars.com and link through to the Alamo show and get your tickets now. Okay, let's, and I'd love it to be free, by the way, but I have to pay the theater to be there. We four-wall it, as they call it. Okay, who do I got here from the illustrious crew? Do we have Burmis and Avery? Do we have Roe as well?
No, man, you just got me and Jason.
Well, that's great. How are you?
How you doing, Alex?
Man, there's too much happening. What do you think of this Michael Moore stuff?
I'm gonna bite my tongue on this one. You know, Alex, I personally think it's great. Dylan's a little more hesitant, but the fact that he's talking about the Pentagon issues and explosions in the buildings of the World Trade Center is only a positive push, and it'll continue to open more minds. And you know, they're not going to be able to stop that story on Dig.
Well, I mean, my point is, we know Michael Moore's not perfect, and I know years ago, I've talked to several Hollywood people who've had dinner with him. He knows all about it. He's put 9/11 Truth links on his site before, but I mean, you know, better late than never. At least, I mean, I understand I'm in no love affair with him as well, but you know, he's going to get a lot of heat for this. Dylan, do you have anything to say about it?
Well, no, like I said, well, actually, like Jason said, I'm glad to see that he's finally mentioning this stuff. It just seems, I don't want to say too little too late, but, you know, it just, I don't know. I don't really know. Let's see how it pans out.
I mean, I certainly agree with you, but again, better late than never.
Yeah, exactly. Better late than never. So, you know, good for him.
By the way, I saw a rough cut. You guys aren't done. I'm told it's even better now, but it was incredibly powerful of just the first half of the film. You've got most of it done, but you're sweetening, adding new things. Because you're going and still getting more interviews up to the minute, this is huge, folks. Just to fill you in, here, Dylan or Jason, just give them the background. You've confirmed who it is. He's well-known. He was on television, hint, hint, but he doesn't want to be known publicly until the film comes out. He will reveal himself in the film. It's just that he doesn't want the he's a high level executive.
Alex, here's the deal. He's not a high level executive, but when you see who
he's an executive at that company, he was the boss.
It wasn't a company. See, this was somebody who was called to the OEM building on the 23rd floor.
That's what I mean. To the company. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Well,
this guy,
I don't want to give away too much. You do it.
Yeah, I'll just explain how this came about. Dylan and I had been looking for this guy for some time. Didn't even know his name. Had basically just watched, you know, hundreds of videos of eyewitnesses, explosions at the World Trade Center, and we came across this one. And Dylan, why don't you tell people how you fished his name out?
I dug around, man. I don't want to give away too many details. And the main reason that we don't want to give away too many details, you know, I read some comments on 9/11 Blogger. People were like, oh, this seems more like a sales technique than, you know, searching for the truth. And that's not the case at all. We're trying to keep this guy's life, you know, somewhat normal until the film comes out, because God knows when this man goes public and people know who this guy is, all hell's going to break loose in this guy's life. Not only are people on our side going to be trying to track him down, people like Mark Roberts are probably going to call him up and be like, well, I think you're lying, and here's why. So,
but we're trying, thing is, we're this trying, guy is on record.
Off the radar.
Yeah, this guy is now on record that day being in World Trade Center Building 7 with another individual.
Basically, we can prove without a shadow of a doubt that not only was he there, everything he's saying is true. And I can say this with full confidence because we've done our homework on him.
And not only that, he actually spoke to the 9/11 Commission, Alex. So when Thomas Keene says that they don't have any evidence of explosions going off in World Trade Center 7, this guy sat down with them. And we sent you a couple clips. We're going to play a couple more tonight. But basically, he goes through an amazing account of what happens to him that day, and then later on goes into detail about how he told this story, how no one seemed to listen to him, and he didn't really care because he was telling the truth. And it's just an amazing account. And like I said, we have him on video that day. It's going to be a great lead-in. And it's really the knock it out of the park interview that proves that Building 7 was demolished.
Exactly.
It's
gentlemen, all I can say is excellent detective work, Dylan and Jason and Corey. Dylan, I mean, how good did it feel when you're watching all these hundreds of videos of police, security people, stuff, I mean, just massive, info, and then, boom, you're able to track them down and have it totally confirmed. And this is my only thing is I understand why he doesn't want to go public now, because he doesn't want all the heat twice, because he would get all the clamoring calls and heat now, then he'd get it in a few months when the film comes out. I totally understand. I'm just worried about the safety issue but as long as you guys have got the video, frankly, I'm worried about your safety, but that will make you a little safer, I guess, by at least playing the audio privately, some people you can trust knowing who his name is and who he is. And plus, if people do real detective work, they can track down the video clips out there and who this is. So I'm not second-guessing not releasing it, but I know why people are doing that. But now that I understand, the angle of the enemies out there going after him, trying to make him renege, that is a real threat. So maybe you guys are right.
Well, that's what we're trying to keep this as low-key as possible.
And like you said, the publicity twice would just be crushing. This guy's a family man. I mean, he's literally just a few years away from retirement. And like I said, when people find out who this guy is, it is going to blow the lid off this thing. There is no doubt that Building 7 was rigged with bombs. Explosions took place before the demolition at 5:20. And when you play the clip, you'll find out this guy goes up to the Office of Emergency Management on the 23rd floor, where it was literally manned shortly before he got up there. But play the clip, and it'll speak for itself.
Well, I'll tell you,
Alex,
what, tell us as much as you can, because jabbering at you last night while you're on the cell phone, jabbering this morning, I get things confused.
Well, let's just play the clip. I mean, he says it better than Burns.
Yeah, it's a 90-second clip, and it'll go over right up to the point of the first explosion, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, because we've got two clips, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, let's play the first clip. Here it is.
I was asked to go and man the Office of Emergency Management at the World Trade Center 7 on the 23rd floor. As I arrived there, there were police all in the lobby. They showed me the way to the elevator. We got up to the 23rd floor. We couldn't get in. We had to go back down. Then security and police took us to the freight elevators, where they took us back up, and we did get in. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on a desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And after I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away. So came running back in and said, "We're the only ones up here. We got to get out of here." He found the stairwell. So we subsequently went to the stairwell, and we're going down the stairs. When we reached the sixth floor, the landing that we were standing on gave way. There was an explosion, and the landing gave way. And I was left there hanging. I had to climb back up, and now I had to walk back up to the eighth floor. After getting to the eighth floor, everything was dark.
IRS was there.
Well, I'm just confused about one thing, and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. Explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If it was a fuel oil tank, it would have been one side of the building. When I got to that lobby, the lobby was totally destroyed. It looked like King Kong had came through it and stepped on it. And it was so destroyed, I didn't know where I was. And it was so destroyed, they had to take me out through a hole in the wall, a makeshift hole that I believe the fire department made to get me out.
And that's basically both clips right there, Alex. And he follows it up by saying, you know, they were stepping over bodies in the lobby. The firemen were literally telling them not to look down. That dispels the no loss of life in Building 7 theory. He discusses also with us how while he was trapped on those floors, he was talking to firemen prior to both collapses of the World Trade Center Towers 1 and 2. As each building collapsed, they ran away from it, you know, as everybody did. You know, so those explosions that he got trapped on the eighth floor happened before both towers fell. He heard many other explosions during the whole thing. The entire lobby was blown up. There were dead bodies in Building 7. And none of that is a part of any official count of the story.
Now, let's be clear. This is an explosion before Tower 1 and 2 even fall. That's what's key about this.
That's absolutely right.
Now stay there, because Steve Watson's going to write an article about this. That's why I want to debrief you about as much as you can say, or what I can say from our private conversations. I don't want to drop the ball on this. Dylan and Jason, stay with us. And tonight, on their show, right here on GCN, they're going to play even more of the clips. This has got my heart beating fast. Folks, this is so big, and it's dangerous. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run! All right, let's go back to our guest.
I plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
Dylan Avery, you know, these are young men, and they live under incredible stress. And, you know, Corey is a battle-hardened combat vet at two different theaters. And Dylan was, you know, what, 22 years old when he got into all this, or 23, I forget. And Jason Burmes, and they're just doing an exemplary job. And they've been real quiet the last few months, you've noticed, because they've been busy little bumblebees. But I assure them they're under surveillance, and they know that, and we're under surveillance, and there's no way to fully keep the secret. So they have to bring out as much as they've had now. It's really a catch-22 for safety, because the type of interview they've got, it was the type of interview that sends men in black with silencer submachine guns to your house. Okay? And then you hear there was a gas explosion. By doing this, they are a lot safer, and so is this gentleman. Now, I understand it's a catch-22 of release it, don't release it. We'll see, but it's not going to be a travesty if it leaks out. People are pretty smart, but we'll see what happens. We'll be careful. What specifically to contain this and make sure the news gets out that you have it, but the, so it doesn't endanger this guy with the, you know, with the public or the crazies or whatever. Specifically, what can Steve Watson put in the article today?
Well, he can basically say that we have an eyewitness that was in the World Trade Center Building 7 prior to both collapses. He witnessed a explosion on the sixth floor. Literally almost died there. He talked to the firefighters before both towers went down, watched them run away, walked over bodies in the lobby, and, you know, was taken out by the fire department. I mean, when he also tells us that when he got out there, the fire department told him that he needed to get 20 blocks up, and this guy's knees were blown out at the time. And he's like, I can't walk 20 blocks. And he said, well, you better crawl because explosions are still happening. So, you know, that just ties into what Moore said. A lot of these firefighters know there were secondary explosions. They know they haven't been told the truth. And it's just so obvious that, you know, 7 was demolished in on itself.
Now, like, roughly what time was he in the command center when he saw the half-eaten sandwich, the smoking coffee?
I think that's prior to the second plane impact, right, Dylan?
That is prior, because he was in the building.
Out, because, my God, guys, I mean, you know you're literally sitting on a giant stack of dynamite right now.
Absolutely, and that's why we've taken the precautions to secure other copies in case something does happen to the original. Mm-hmm. And this is going to see the light of day,
and that's also
at some point, and we hope it's with, you know, the final cut of this film, because like I said, this guy's a family guy. He was very gracious to us. He was very aware of our work. I mean, we went in there very skittish, Alex. We tracked this guy down, not sure exactly what he was going to say. I had an idea. Me and
Dylan. Well, see, that's what police, that's what real police investigators do. You knock on doors, and you never know when somebody's going to spill their guts. Stay there, man. Folks, you're not going to believe who this guy is. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Loose change, final cut, out sometime this fall or early winter. Absolutely incredible. I've seen the workings of it, the preliminaries, and now it's much more advanced, and we've got to hook up soon so I can see these interviews. But this stuff's so secure, I may have to travel to New York just to see it. But just absolutely amazing, folks. Someone involved at the highest levels being sent to the security area, the bunker, with a city official, high level, and all of this happening, and just it's off the charts, gentlemen. I mean, you guys have got lightning in a bottle on this. How much more will we learn about this tonight? And give folks the showtime.
The showtime is 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern. And basically, you're just going to hear what me and Dylan talked about. We're probably going to play, the two clips that you played here, and we'll probably play another 30 to 90 second clip of his experience going through the lobby and possibly with the 9/11 Commission itself. But, I mean, this is a 20-minute interview. This guy is straight up. I mean, he literally has the key to the city, Alex. I mean, it's wild. And, you know, this is exactly what the 9/11 Truth Movement needed. There can be no doubt. World Trade Center Building 7 was rigged with explosives prior to the planes hitting, and they exploded, and it blew up at 5:20 in a controlled demolition. I mean, the people that try to debunk that, I mean, they have to say tricky things like up to 25% of the building is scooped out. So really, it doesn't have to be 25%. It could be 5% or 10% or even less than that.
But it's not even that. Like, one little corner had a little bit of damage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there was blast damage in the back of the building. I suspect that's probably from this massive explosion that this individual experienced that day. You know, it coincides with the fires on the 7th and 11th floors.
Now, he was in the elevator when it blew up.
Absolutely not. He was actually in the staircase because they couldn't get down the elevator. Basically, when
That's
he
right.
came in, World Trade Center Building 7 already had police officers all in it. When they went up into the regular elevator, he was unable to get access to the OEM. He went back down. When they came up in the freight elevator, the police who escorted them left with that freight elevator. So
now, that's the
no
Office of Emergency Management, the FEMA command bunker.
That's right.
Also known as Giuliani's bunker.
That's right. And so they actually had to take the staircase, and he, you know, he basically said because the other guy was slower, he saved his life because they would have been either on the sixth floor or below when that explosion took place.
Is he scared?
You know, I don't know if he's scared, but he's very concerned. He's concerned that, you know, how people are going to view this, how much his life might change when this goes public. But at the same time, he had seen the second edition of our film, and he was a fan.
Now, that's incredible. You contact him, and boom, he's already awake.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. You know, me and Dylan were sitting there small talking with him, and he made a couple comments about the film we had made, and we said, actually, you know, we're the guys that had made that film. And it was pretty funny because other people would come into his office, and he would be like, hey, these are the guys that made Loose Change, and remember we watched that together? And they were like, wow, you know. So it was a very interesting experience.
I know you guys are smart, but you better know this one is dangerous. And I don't know. You better put your heads together. I guess you've thought this out since you got this interview last week. When did you get this last week?
What was it, Tuesday, Dylan?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Well, I know you've got it all over the country in a few other spots, but I would get that out to people like, well, you know what to do. I mean, this is just very explosive. And obviously, I think letting some of it leak out keeps you safer, because guaranteed the government knows. Going fully public will probably be the greatest protection, but at the same time, then, they could really intimidate him or threaten his family and try to extract some recant. I don't know. You'll have to really put your heads together, because I've got a pretty good brain when it comes to this stuff, and I am conflicted, to say the least. So what a responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are now 8 minutes into this third and final hour. Huge Michael Moore developments on 9/11. Huge, even dwarfing the Michael Moore situation. Building 7 developments. We're going to play those clips a little bit later in the show. But, again, this is all extremely delicate, all of this. And we're talking to Dylan Avery, and we're talking to Jason Burmis. Gentlemen, anything else that needs to be added, any other facets that need to be added about this whole bombshell development?
I'd just like to point out that guerrilla journalism has grown so much in the past few years that it's actually given us the opportunity to get interviews like that, and I would just like to encourage everybody out there to do the same thing we're doing. I mean, wearechange.org, Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, your guys confronting Michael Moore. We need to keep it up, and we just need to keep active.
Well, when I started doing guerrilla journalism 12 years ago, it was, I'm not claiming I'm the father of it, but it was literally unknown. I mean, reporters didn't go up and accost people. They didn't go up and they didn't go get guerrilla interviews. They didn't have a venue to put it out. And when I started doing this, I was editing on a reel-to-reel, you know, three-quarter-inch, you know, hand-splice deal. And now, just look at the exponential change. Tony Blair came out and said, let's regulate free speech, shut down the free web. They're panicking, aren't they?
Well, they better panic, because we're able to get this information out at a lightning speed, and it really does end up taking on a life of its own. I mean, you saw what happened when Giuliani was confronted with his prior knowledge of the building collapse and how it worked its way into his, you know, promo men lying yet again for him and actually arresting somebody for asking a question. I mean, these things snowball into a movement, and that movement is to get an independent investigation into 9/11 so we can sit there and watch these war criminals be prosecuted and punished for their crimes.
Dylan, your comments on the, I mean, we say it all the time, but I want people to really consciously realize it. Give me your angle on how the alternative media is just, with you guys leading at the forefront, is going supernova every day.
Yeah, man, we definitely are the new media, and I think both independent media and both the 9/11 truth movement has made leaps and bounds since day one. And I don't think it's going to slow down at any point soon.
Now, I'm going to get back into the huge developments you guys have broke, but I don't want to keep you too much longer. But we don't hear a lot from you guys because you're so busy getting interviews, putting the film together. And I've been, you know, honored and blessed to be in the position to be able to see this as it grows and develops. And it's just been a wonderful experience. And I'm glad you guys are taking your time. That's what I've been trying to, as an executive producer, to tell you guys, take your time, make the film that you want to make. Don't rush it. But at the same time, you know, get it as quickly done as possible. I mean, what are we talking about? Late fall, early winter, something like that?
That's what it's looking like. And like you said, it is a catch-22 because we are so eager to get this movie out there. People don't understand how we just want this movie out there and us to move on to the next project in our lives. However, we're not willing to compromise our quality. You know, if something needs to be in there and it needs another week, well, we've got to do it because this movie has to be absolutely as airtight as possible because... Once again, if we can make this the number one movie in America, we can make it the number one issue in America, and we can really make change in this country, and that's what we're all about.
Dylan?
Burma said it best, man. I'm sorry, I got a cold. I don't feel too good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How was Tennessee?
It was great, man. It was definitely great.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a nice little breather. I actually, on another front, got to meet Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. I handed him a copy of Loose Change 2nd Edition, and I hope he watches it. You know, that's another thing you can do. You know, celebrities, unfortunately, reach more people than CIA agents or physicists or, you know, actual scholars, so we have to keep hitting them up as well.
Well, I mean, that's why this Michael Moore thing is so important, because he's such an icon for the left. If he starts saying, yeah, explosions in the buildings, yeah, the Pentagon's impossible, yeah, there's a cover-up, I mean, that right there, that is huge.
And I think the reason that he's talking about it now is because Cindy Sheehan has went public on your show and discussed the fact that, you know, she's watched Loose Change. She thinks it looked like a controlled demolition. She has her own questions about the NORAD stand-down. And, you know, she was a pretty big supporter of Moore, and they'd done some events together and met several times. So, you know, we just keep pushing them over like dominoes, Alex.
Well, that's right. Their base is literally disintegrating and coming over to the side of truth, just like mainline conservatives are blowing out their paradigm and just coming, becoming freedom fighters, constitutionalists, freedom lovers, truthers, and bigger than 9/11 truth. We're just into truth. We're into what's happening. And I tell you, this is a David versus Goliath story. What I've been able to do, what you guys have been able to do, what everybody in the alternative media 9/11 truth has been able to do, I mean, just the story, and that's why it really captures people's imagination, of three young guys, really starting with one, just Dylan, being able to put out a film like Loose Change 1 and 2, now the final cut coming out, all of this, you know, international media firestorm, and now bigger and bigger interviews, and the people you go and you reach out to, high-level people, you find out know all about it, and those bridges are there. It shows we have made, with God's help, inroads that are just mind-blowing.
That's absolutely true, Alex. It's just a testament to what one person, two people, three people, you know, four people, five people can do. It's unbelievable. You got to realize, ain't nobody ever got none who didn't raise their voice and push. And that's what we're trying to do. We're raising our voice, and we're pushing the only way we know how, and that's making good movies.
Now, how do folks support you in the interim? You're not even really out there with any capital. I've tried to support you guys. Can folks go to the Loose Change website and buy some of the DVDs?
Well, they can always get a 10-pack for $40, so they can hand them out to their friends. They can get the hard copy in a case for $20. We, of course, have the Investigate 9/11 shirts. We've got bumper stickers. We've got Investigate 9/11 stamps. You know, really just the guerrilla merchandise to get out there. And, you know, well, while we were at the at Bonnaroo, we were literally taking Loose Change bumper stickers and InfoWars bumper stickers and plastering them all over the urinals because, you know, everybody's got to go to the bathroom. You know, you got to use your mind. You have to know where people are going to be, and you can reach people through symbolism.
I'm touched. You guys were sticking InfoWars stickers up?
You know it, Alex.
Somebody sent us like a 500 Loose Change stickers. We've been sticking them in the packages we send out.
Awesome.
Send me some more. I'll put them in the packages. Well, guys, I want to talk to you during the break in about 3 minutes, and I'm going to let you go and get back to your work, so I don't have to call Dylan and you up today and have another meeting, because I haven't really talked to you guys except on the phone last night and this morning since you got back from Tennessee and since you got back from New York. But I do want to talk to you about one or two issues. And specifically, a few final questions I've got about what I can put in this article that Steve Watson's doing. Also about those clips, and just to make sure I get that third clip by this evening so I can add it into the story to help promote the show, the special you guys are going to be doing on this tonight. But Dylan, anything else you want to add?
Not really, man. I got to get back to work.
All right. Were you taking some cold medicine?
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's good. I'll talk to you in just a moment, my friend, and we'll let both of you go. Burnham is going out to break here in a minute or two. It's just mind-blowing to me to see that you guys got an interview this big, and I guarantee you there's going to be more and more of this happening.
Absolutely, and it's just like the domino effect I talked about earlier, Alex. As people see more prominent people going public and telling their true experience about 9/11, it will domino to people that were actually in on the war games, which I believe were the operational arm of this attack. You know, it's only a matter of time till it just snowballs into you can't stop people from going public.
And I think we've already reached the snowball point. I think it's the point of no return was crossed when Charlie Sheen went public. Everybody saw his courage, knew he was putting himself on the line, and if they, and I'm sure the establishment knows that almost all of Hollywood's awake. So many military officers I've talked to privately, I mean retired two-star, three-star generals, conservatives know. This is just, when do you think the total breaking point will be?
Honestly, I do think it'll be after the administration leaves. I think it's irrelevant whether Republicans or Democrats take the presidency in 2008. I think once that happens, and once Kucinich's investigation gets off the ground this September, I mean, he's claiming he's going to do it. Let's see what he brings up. I'm hoping at the very least he brings up Cheney's stand-down order. We'll see.
Well, I agree with Michael Moore, though, I hope you're right, that, you know, before this gets too old, you know, he's got Fahrenheit Part 2 coming out, which is could be a 9/11 truth movie, we're told. Before this gets too old, that they could, or another big terror attack, God forbid, happens, which they may do just a smokescreen 9/11 truth, but then that could backfire on them, too.
Absolutely. I don't think that they'll be able to carry out another terror attack in this country. I mean, there's the possibility of, you know, south of the border, or maybe even Canada, possibly Europe. I don't see them attack. I mean, they've used Europe quite a few times. People are getting hip to their tricks over there. So I think that we have a small window. Obviously, I'm not going to be too cocky about it. We're still pushing to get this movie done as quickly as possible. But it's limited. It's not going to take the 13 years it took for the new JFK investigation to take place, and it's not going to be where no one's prosecuted. People are going to pay for this crime, Alex. I truly believe that.
Well, I agree that they're using the 40, 50-year-old model of propaganda. It's not working. They're using JFK-style propaganda when they killed the president. And just like Bruce Willis said, the same people that killed JFK are in power today. When Bruce Willis wakes up, who totally served them, it's over for him. I mean, he is a real canary in the coal mine for their biggest supporters waking up.
Absolutely. I mean, the man is literally in live free or die hard this summer, which I'm sure will be a terrorist propaganda picture. I can't imagine it being anything else. I'm sure it's going to be going after the terrorists. And, you know, the guy's an action hero that has served the establishment for so long, and now he's finally speaking up against them.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you during the break and then let you go. There goes Jason Burmes and Dylan Avery of LooseChange911.com. I'm Alex Jones. Tons of international news and more on the other side.